Only positive critiques. Honest.
Various artists.
Mark Coody is a Tamaki-based artist working from a practice of sculpture to produce kinetic works with elements of sound that bring viewers into the curated world of Coody's practice. His current show on at Straw House, Music on Hold, presents a series of intricate sculptures, a kinetic curtain in a constant loop of unveiling, a bright red fluorescent light that casts the entire hallway in a red tint, a hanging metal sculpture that murmurs Coody's sound work as you navigate each work, coming together in a rhythmic dialogue, inviting viewers into a space of encounter. I had a corridor with Mark about the show and overall practice. Would you like to start off by introducing yourself and your overall practice a little bit?
Hello, my name is Mark. I'm an artist and a sculptor, and I'm really interested in craft and experiments and sound and, yeah, creating spaces.
And is there a kind of thematic and or kind of material undercurrent that hums along throughout your practice?
I think recycling things is a sort of big undercurrent, and just using whatever I have like available and around me, yeah.
Very magpie-like. Mm. Yeah. And your current exhibition, Music on Hold, showcases a body of sculptures and sound work, enticing viewers the narrow hallway of the Straw House Gallery under its overarching red fluorescent light. Could you speak a bit to the beginnings of this body of work? Was there a specific work or idea of a work that kind of sparked the making of this project?
It started a bit with like obsession and finding things all night long on your computer, like being sucked into songs or being taken on this like a bit like ecstasy, finding things on your computer, and not sleeping as well. And
And the whole hallway murmurs with a subtle sound that builds as you venture further into the show, but never quite being able to put your finger on it. The sound work, are they recordings that you've taken yourself?
It's a mixture of recordings and songs that I've sort of played with a little bit to like take them to a different place from the original recording. But like overall, the sounds that are in the show are just like they're like scraps from my computer, kind of like random bits mashed together on shuffle. I recorded the train from a couple of different spots, and I sort of placed that in between songs on the coming through the air.
This element of sound as well as the red lighting creates the sense of an atmosphere within the gallery. Did you set out to make this real curated space for your works to sit amongst and as well for viewers to enter into this really curated atmosphere?
Yeah, I think the mood is everything for the space. It's like the bloodstream of it a bit. All the sculptures sort of have like a little trilling aspect, or they're sort of like alive in their own way, and then they're just like sitting in this space.
Yeah, as well as you've got this work as you first enter into the gallery, this like little curtain with this remote arm with opens and closes, and it creates this real feeling of like the stage and this curtain opening onto this kind of little world of your works. Is that really important for you, this separation from the outside and then as viewers enter into the space? This is kind of like, yeah, this threshold between the two spaces.
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
Accompanying your work, there is also a text written by the wonderful Sophia Laurie, a kind of riddle of a story that leans into the openness and theatrical, riddleness of your own works. Could you speak a little bit to that text?
I could try. I thought that text was so amazing. The way it came together was very like shared Google Doc, everyone going at like everyone bouncing back and forth, editing down from like 10 pages of stream of consciousness. I think Sophia used like different Reddit searches as samples to like inspire things, and it was just such a unique way of writing that I thought kind of made perfect friends with my work. So it was great to see those things come together.
Yeah, so lovely. I think they really bounce off each other and, yeah, together. They're like their own little worlds, but, yeah, kind of together. Yeah, they're kind of, they're speaking and talking in their same little language.
Mm.
Yeah. That was Mark Coody talking to me about his current show, Music on Hold, which is on at Straw House until the 20th of September. I also asked Mark to select a track for us to play that was used within the sound work in the show. So here's 10:15 Saturday Night by The Cure.
Drip, 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 drip.